This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. If the Bruins are going to win another Stanley Cup this year, then they must win the next two games against the Blackhawks. Chicago beat the Bees last night 3-1 to take a 3-2 advantage in the NHL final. Joining us from Chicago, Boston Globe hockey writer Kevin Paul DuPont. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Well, I'm all right, but listen, we had a plan. The Bruins were going to win on the road last night and then capture the Stanley Cup at home tomorrow night. So what went wrong?
Well, a number of things went wrong. Overall, they didn't play well. I don't think they had enough energy, which has frankly been a problem from the start of the series. Their starts have been poor. They've had worse starts than last night, but I think it's cumulative. I think there's some fatigue in them. And then, of course, Patrice Bergeron got hurt in the second period, so that didn't help them at all. But by and large, often is the case, talent wins out, and I thought Chicago played better and faster.
So now you mentioned Bergeron. He was taken to the hospital after being hurt in the second period. Do you have any more information on his injury?
When we left there last night, there was mixed opinions of what it was, so it's somewhat of the medical guessing game. Of course, he's had his concussion history. What we do know is that he had an X-ray prior to leaving the building by hospital, which would speak not to concussion. That would speak more to some sort of obviously, a fracture would be suspicion, but it's a tough game, so if he's going for observation, which is what they announced, and he's first had an X-ray, you would think more along the lines of a rib with a possible lung issue or maybe a spleen, something like that. But as I say, a guessing game. The word we're hearing this morning, unconfirmed, is that he is going to be in the plane that flies back with the team today. So that would be a positive sign.
That would be a positive sign, but let's just go negative for a second. What would it mean for the team's chances if Bergeron cannot play? I mean, a case could be made he's the Bruins' most important all-around player.
Well, they can win, of course. It's two games, they have to win both, but you're right, he is their glue guy, important in so many ways, even strength, shorthanded, face-offs. Their predicament would not be good if he's on the sideline here. And he was such a critical part when they came back from this similar deficit 2 years ago and beat Vancouver.
Well, speaking of injuries, though, Chicago has a major one, right? I mean, Jonathan Toews was hurt last night. Do you have a sense of how significant that injury is and whether he might be playing tomorrow?
Sharon, you had to suspect that the fact that he didn't get off the bench there in the third period, and again, adding the evidence here, he got that big hit from Johnny Boychuk to the head. It struck me as a classic case of a player who's dealing with some sort of a head issue and doesn't want to leave the bench, because if he admits the head issue — this is a dangerous game, of course — if he admits the head issue, then he's really got to sit out for the rest of the series. So it looked like, by my eye from doing this a very long time, classic player who just doesn't want to admit it because he knows admitting it means pulling out, and he's hoping that he's going to wake up the next day and feel better.
Yeah, but I mean, hasn't the mentality around head injuries and concussions, et cetera, changed in recent years? Isn't there any hope that players have wised up?
Thankfully, yes, it has. Yeah, and that's taken a major cultural shift in this sport and all sports, frankly, but especially hockey. I hope that's not the case. I don't hope anybody gets hurt.
Right.
But I hope in this case it's a shoulder something, you know, or a collarbone something, rather than the head thing. But boy, to watch it and add it up, and he looked groggy when he picked himself up after the Boychuk, which I didn't like the hit either.
Mm.
It's a dangerous game.
Well, let's move a little bit into stats geek territory.
Sure.
Since the NHL went to a best-of-seven format for the Stanley Cup, the winner of Game 5 in a tied series has gone on to win the title 15 times in 22 occasions. But to counterbalance, there is 2011. The Bees won the Cup after winning Game 6 and 7. So what's your take on all this?
I did see that number, and I was frankly, I was surprised it was that frequent, because you think these series are such a grind that I think when the team takes a 3-2 lead in it, it's such a psychological edge. But you're right. 2 years ago, that's exactly what happened. The Bruins lost Game 5, 1-0, and then came back and had two very impressive games. They They went back to the Garden and beat Vancouver by 5-2, and then the Game 7 in Vancouver, remember, I had that wrong, I'm sorry, 5-2 was in Boston, and then they went to Vancouver and really rolled over them 4-0. It felt right. Like 12-0 by the end of it. So,
well, you know, I think... I have to say, maybe this is just sort of standard Bruins MO. They're making it exciting, and they'll put out their best game right now.
Yeah, no, they've done that all year. Against adversity, they do typically pull themselves together. It's a little disappointing from a Bruins fan perspective, I know, that they often have to put themselves in the worst predicament to get their best effort.
Oh, well, that's all right. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Kevin Paul DuPont is the hockey writer for the Boston Globe. This is 90.9 WBUR.